Once or twice he stopped to pick flowers, but the shoes pinched his feet, and he ran on. When the path led near the swamp, and he saw the lovely marsh marigolds, he stopped. "I must have some of them," he said. "They are like cups of gold." In a minute, Tim forgot everything that his mother had said and began to climb down the high bank to the swamp. Tim learns a lesson. But what strange things the shoes were doing. As often as Tim turned toward the shining flowers, the fairy shoes turned back again toward school. They pinched and pulled and twisted until the boy was afraid that his ankles would be broken. But Tim would not give up, and with hard work he climbed down to the swamp. When he got there, he could not find a flower near enough to pick. All the marigolds were far out in the swamp. The fairy shoes pulled and twisted, but Tim went on and on. At last he got near two or three of the golden flowers. "I will have them," he said, and he gave a great jump. Down he sank into the swamp, and when he pulled his feet out of the thick mud, off came the shoes that had given him so much trouble. "I'll just leave them here," he said crossly. "That will be the last of them." Oh, how happy the little boy was! He went on easily now, and very soon was picking all the flowers he wanted.